Pray for his family. Also, I pray for my good friend, Brother John Raymond. He's a little ill tonight. Pray for his speedy recovery. We also pray for all the military men. And we give you all the glory and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Good evening. My name's John Swisher, a.k.a. the Fleming Conservative. Name of the show is Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya. Welcome to a new week of delicious food. First, call in the station, 504-556-9696. I was going to continue my conversation on being a giving person, but something came up today and kind of irked me very bad. There's a caller in to Jeff and Mimi's show, goes by the name Flaming Liberal. He is nothing but an overgrown little punk. Every time he calls in, he wants to state his views, debate and all that. But when you come back with the truth, he wants to fight and argue with you. He's nothing but a miserable little boy. He's nothing but a punk. And I'm supposed to debate him. We just got to name the time and place. And I can't wait to debate him. Because I'm going to eat him alive. Also, I have another rant. Another rant is bond set at $2.75 million for teen accused of murder and carjacking. Oh, Lord. There it goes, my blunders again. Okay, hang on. Forgive me. Thought I had all this set up. I should have made copies instead of relying on iPhone notes. Okay, we got it. All right, let me get my glasses on. Okay. Bond set at $2.75 million for a teen accused of murder and carjacking. Tyrese Harris, 18, was arrested Sunday, February 6th, in connection with the brutal carjacking of a woman in the Costco New Orleans gas line on February 1st. This is the same clown that New Orleans District Attorney Jason Williams refused to prosecute on a previous armed robbery conviction that he had. He refused to prosecute. So now what happens? A little 12-year-old boy loses his life. And a realtor gets robbed in the gas line. What the hell is going on here? That's what happens when you have Soros-funded district attorneys. Crime goes up, prosecutions go down. What can we do? What can we do to solve this? Anybody has any answers? I got an answer. Time to start having the state troopers, the DEA, and the ATF agents start patrolling the interstates and patrolling the streets. The National Guard, too. Shoot first, ask questions later. Getting tired of this. Pretty soon we're going to have vigilanteism. People are going to get tired of this crap. I know I am. You got to look both ways just to go pump gas in your flipping car or something. All right, let me finish the article. Harris, who was arrested Sunday and accused of brutal February 1st carjacking of realtor Kelly Ryan at the Costco fueling station, was booked with the cash murder and the attempted armed robbery of another man's car from a convenience store gas station on Howard Avenue on January 18th. How long did it take to find him? If they would have if D.A. Williams would have prosecuted his... I got a lot of choice words for this punk. If it prosecuted this punk, maybe that 12-year-old kid would still be alive. Come on, what the hell's going on here? I'm fired up, pissed off patriot tonight. I'm sick and tired of these thugs running the street, harming innocent citizens for no reason. And the ones that fight back, they're the ones that go to jail. While the criminals roam free. They're going to roam free because they need their votes. That's what it's all about. Votes, votes, votes. Okay, we're going to take our first caller. I can go on all night. We're going to go to Matthew in Metairie. Good evening, Matthew in Metairie.
Good evening. Well, I can tell you're fired up. One of the problems, and I think, I don't know if you were listening to Mimi. I think you were listening to Jeff and Mimi's show.
Yeah, that's what got me irked. I want a piece of his. I want a piece of his glass. Take the GL off. I want.
Well, the biggest problem. One of the biggest problems we have in the criminal justice system is that when it comes to juvenile justice, the bad guys have quickly figured out that the way to achieve criminal ends is to get it done by underage cat's paws. And that's what this punk was basically in training to be. He was learning the ropes of how to be a proper bad guy. And so he, you know, I'm sure if we could ever get anybody's juvenile record exposed, we would find out that he had been basically in and out of custody multiple times before. And at no point did anybody in his family think about it was time to do an intervention. Was it because they were benefiting from his illegal activity? Was it because they just couldn't be bothered? Was it because they were intimidated? I don't know, but I sure would like to find out. And at no point did anybody, their teacher or a pastor or a priest or anybody, step in and say, hey, son, you're heading down the wrong path fast. And now he's looking at serious, not giggly, giggly, giggly fun jail time. He's looking at going to Angola if found guilty on these charges.
Angola bound.
There's always a possibility Jason Williams will blow his case.
I think he will. I think Kamala's will come bail. He shouldn't even have any bail. $2.75 million? Come on. You know, Kamala's
going to come up with 10% of that. So what's 10% of $2.5 million? That's
$250,000.
Yeah, I don't know where he's going to find that kind of scratch. I doubt his grandma has that, even if she owns the house in whatever neighborhood she lives in. That's a lot of money. The other problem, you had that woman on who was the candidate for mayor. And she brought up a good point, too.
Yes.
We'll pick it up after the break, if you wish.
Okay. Hold that thought, Matthew. We got to go to a break.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Paz, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on February 9th, it's Muevelo featuring Margie Perez and Brent Rose. And on February 16th, Boo Ray. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans at 7 p.m. on Mondays. Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover, Mondays at 7 p.m.
Listen to me, Eric Shine, your host on Maritime Matters on WGSO AM 990 on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays at 7 p.m. in New Orleans.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks, Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
Welcome back to Holy Patriotic Jim Alive. This is the Flaming Conservative. Come get you some. It's hot and spicy. Okay, we're going back to Matthew and Metairie.
So, and the other part of this equation is, in order for the DA to actually, assuming he's willing to, which, you know, Jason Williams, so was the question, you have to, in order to get convictions, you have to have evidence. One of the key pieces of evidence they need are witnesses. And you know that the situation, the anti-snitch culture, is pretty bad when even the victims of crime are not willing to testify against the perpetrators.
Yes.
And we, like that lady said, you know, one of her planks was, and I never knew this, was an actual investing some time and effort into a witness protection program that was meaningful. That wasn't basically just a joke. Wasn't just a putting a person up in the London Lodge for a week and then sending them back to that same neighborhood where, oh, we now know what happened to our bro. Yeah, that'd be like wearing a helmet with a sign saying, oh, kill me now. So that's another issue. And then there's just a policing strategy in general. When you basically do not have enough police to just flood the city and put a cop on every other street corner, you have to target the area where the crime is the highest. And they started to do that in Dallas, to started to flood resources into the areas where the crime is the highest, and they're starting to have their murder rate go down, because where they go, where the crime is the highest, they catch the bad guys, and they have a district attorney there which is willing to put the heat on.
Yep. Too bad we don't have it here.
Well, remember Eddie Jordan?
Yes.
Wasn't he removed by the state attorney general, or was he removed by Jim Letton?
I think he was removed by Jim Letton. I'm going to have to do some research on that.
Yeah, because I think there is a way, and I know it's the case in other states, but I think there is a way for an elected district attorney to be removed by the state attorney if the dude ain't doing the job. Under the misfeasance in office. In other words, you're not doing your job, so we're putting somebody else in there. I know the governor can do that in Florida, as well as the AG, and I think in Arizona and maybe a couple other states, Nebraska comes to mind. I don't know why. Just does. So.
How about Texas?
I think in Texas, too. I think they can remove the a local district attorney if the job isn't getting done in Texas. But I could be wrong about that, because after all, I would point Austin.
Yep.
So, but basically you pursue these strategies and you can start to get the crime rate under control. I mean, you'll never get rid of it entirely, because one of the driving forces of it is, you know, the drug trade, which, as long as there's a demand for it, there'll be people willing to risk jail time to supply the demand if the the rewards are high enough. At one time, I used to be kind of on the side of legalizing drugs, but then I met fentanyl, and I was like, no, I don't want any of that. We've seen enough. Thank you very little.
Okay. All right, Matthew. I have another caller coming in. Thank you for
all
your
right. Hey, love your post on Gab. Ciao.
Got it. Okay. Thanks. Okay, now we go to Mark from Gretna.
Hey, what's up, man?
Not much, man. You're hitting right in the nick of time for my guest.
I wanted to thank you. Enjoyed hanging out with you at the Jeff Tate concert, man. That was fun. A little bit of brotherhood. That was an enjoyable concert. He's still got a good voice, and I know you play some Queensryche. Maybe you can get your producer to play the intro to Revolution Calling from Queensryche. I think that's a good song in regards to your subject matter.
Yes.
I know you're going to have some good guests on later. I do think, John, that the crime is intentional. I think they're letting the crime run wild. It's not just in New Orleans, but it's all across the country now. Soros has funded these DAs around the nation at the exact same time. Mark Zuckerberg funding Susan Hudson to run for sheriff. It's all by design. The more chaos they have, the more they can clear out natives. And then when the natives are cleared out, they have no resistance, because transient people from other cities, they care about their hometown, not the native town. So they're getting the natives out. They're scaring us out, and they're doing a good job of that. And they're also going to bring in the cameras and the drone technology to replace the human cops. That's the goal. They want to bring the AI technology in. That's why Mark Zuckerberg is involved in this process. So, look, have a good night, and I'll see you at the next concert. And
Did you want to say something? Did you tell me you wanted to say something before you hung up?
No, that's about it. I'm going to listen to the rest of the show, John. I enjoy
that's
it.
That's
somebody
should be my.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, dude, listen, yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. I sent you an email. I think the perfect co-host for you would be Michelle Hirstis, because it'd kind of be like you got the female perspective, the male perspective. You guys are both fighting for liberty. And I think that you and Michelle make a good team, because I know she used to have a show with Mimi Croer, but now Mimi's got a show with her husband. So that'd be a good team if it was you and Michelle, because I'm big fans of both of you. I know Michelle calls in the Jeff show. So what do you think about that? That'd be cool.
Oh, excellent. I'd love to have her as a co-host. We can kick some serious butt. Still there? Okay, now my first guest for tonight is former Louisiana state representative for Republican and a true American patriot, the Honorable Lenora Whitney. Good evening, Miss Lenora.
Hi, how are you doing? Good evening.
Great. Yeah, I'm okay. How's it going? I know we talked earlier, but something that came up since I talked to you earlier today. What do you think about Mike Pence saying that President Trump was wrong for having him for not contesting the election results?
Well, he certainly did, and he should have contested the electoral votes. Exactly. He should have stood up, and there was enough information circulating, I think, that would have substantiated question whether or not this election was accurate and fair, you know. And so I think for that, there should have been a pause button on accepting the count, you know, for it to be an illegal count. So now what we've seen with elections, you know, they're trying to overturn some of these the electoral certifications in some states, which is because of all the evidence that's coming out right now with the election. So I think that he probably should have not moved forward on that measure.
Agree. Hold that thought. We got to go to a quick break, Miss Lenora. We'll be right back with you. Just watch the television. Yeah, you'll see that stuff going on. Got no love for politicians. All that crazy scene in D.C. It's just a power mad town. But the time is right for changes. There's a growing feeling. They're taking a chance on the new kind of vision is due. I used to trust the media.
Hurricanes and other disasters, whether natural or man-made, are becoming a way of life. For many, like Matthew Goche of Lake Charles, preparing go bags is essential.
We don't view it as a chore. We look at it as a way to have a family activity together. And to get started, we go to jw.org to find the things that we may need.
The effort paid off last August when the strongest hurricane winds in over 150 years battered Louisiana as Laura made landfall. Advanced preparation relieved stress as the Goche family prepared to evacuate. Matthew's wife, Daisy, felt that relief firsthand.
I deal with a lot of anxiety and stress, so for me, I would have been scrambling if I didn't have my go bag ready.
Ashley Reaney, also of Lake Charles, saw the value of go bags.
So we used over half of our go bag items within the first probably 36 hours.
Tips for disaster preparedness and suggestions for putting together your own go bag are available from FEMA at ready.gov, and you can search go bags on jw.org. Finally, Ashley's 10-year-old daughter, Arden, has this sound advice.
You might not think you need one, but trust me, you really will.
When disaster strikes, keeping in touch with family and friends and reaching public safety officials is critical. To prepare for power outages caused by severe weather or other conditions, you should create an emergency communication plan. First, check important cell phone contacts, including doctors, veterinarians, utilities, and insurance companies, and note local non-emergency numbers. Store at least one contact as in case of emergency, and make sure that person knows if you have medical issues. Also, make sure everyone in your house knows how to text. Check backup batteries for all your phones and fully charge cell phones, batteries, and rechargers. Sign up to receive mobile phone alerts. Backup and print out important personal data. You might buy a battery-operated, solar-powered, or hand-cranked radio or portable TV to monitor news. Start preparing today. For more info, go to fcc.gov/emergency.
Louisiana Radio Network News, I'm Kevin Gallagher. Former LSU Associate Athletic Director Sharon Lewis alleges a male coach exposed himself to her in 2013. That's according to her attorney, Larry English, who appeared this morning on WRKF's Talk Louisiana. English says the incident was documented when it occurred.
She reported the incident to Virge Osberry and Miriam Seeger. They did nothing.
English did not identify the coach, but says he has since been hired back at LSU. English says this new development will be part of Lewis's $50 million suit against the university for firing her as a whistleblower. After confirming that a deer found in Tensaw Parish does indeed have chronic wasting disease, the State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is imposing a feed and carcass export ban on deer in Tensaw, Franklin, and Madison parishes. Both bans are currently in effect. Jim LaCour explains the need for the feed ban.
What that does, of course, CWD is spread through saliva, urine, and feces from infected deer, so it reduces the chance of those animals gathering.
This is news on LRN.
And that's when I realized it's called a hamburger, not a handburger, because you carry it with your hand. I was wrong, people. It's like that time I thought I couldn't make the perfect app for football. I was wrong again, people. All I had to do was make a sportsbook app where you can earn season rewards all Sunday long. Nobody's better at bettering things than Caesars.
Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-770-STOP.
Alyssa, I have a big question to ask you.
You do? I can't believe this is happening. You're on one knee.
Alyssa, will you... Hang on. Will you marry me?
Don't let the flu ruin your plans. Get your annual flu shot at no cost by visiting ldh.la.gov/fighttheflu. Brought to you by the Louisiana Office of Public Health.
Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Everything old is new again is changing time from 1 o'clock on Saturdays to 9 a.m. WGSO 990 a.m. David Cohen, what do you think?
Well, we've got to wake up earlier, but I'm just as excited for 9 o'clock.
How about that? Everything old is new again. Going to wake up New Orleans every Saturday morning on WGSO 990 at 9 a.m. Stop brewing the coffee. Let's get going here. We gotta start early here. Oh, boy. All right.
If you are or know of a veteran, first responder, senior citizen, or disabled person who lives in Louisiana and was affected by any hurricane this year, please listen carefully. MDR Disaster Relief and Veterans Outreach, in conjunction with FEMA and local authorities, is providing household items, construction materials, and home repair assistance, all at no charge. To learn more, please contact Joe at 717-623-0164 or Kim at 717-255-9168 or ask your department to call. Again, the numbers are 717-623-0164. That's 717-623-0164 or 717-255-9168. That's 717-255-9168. MDR is here for you.
Good song entrance. Mike Pence is death on two legs for stabbing my president in the back. 504-556-9696. You're listening to Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative on WGSO, which stands for When It Gets So Outstanding. On the phone is my special guest, the Honorable Lenora Whitney. Okay, we're back from this, Lenora.
Very good. Look, and as you were saying about the electors, news broke today in Arizona. State Representative Mark Fincham introduced a resolution to set aside and decertify three of the 2020 county elections. So there's efforts being introduced right now for decertification in several states, Arizona being one of them. So, I mean, it's just going to prove that what Mike Pence certified was an illegal election. And, you know, that should have never happened. So I think there's going to be more evidence to follow.
But what I don't understand is, why is Joe Biden in office? He was selected. He shouldn't be there. He's an illegitimate president. This guy does not even have faculties to run. He can't even run a lemonade stand, much less the United States of America. He's a laughing.
I'm with you. The direction that he is, that the country is heading underneath his so-called leadership, not, absolutely not. You know, it's a socialized program with all his mandates and open border policies, anti-American policies. You know, it's basically, how can I destroy America's economy and everything that we have put in motion as a republic? You know, so it's he's detrimental to our Constitution, our freedoms, and our liberties, for sure.
What's your opinion about Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer? She's decided she's got to run for re-election. We need
I don't, you know, they're both, I mean, you know, when we look at establishment and, you know, the swamp and swamp creatures, you know, certainly those two would fall right into line with that. That, you know, that needs, that's right in lockstep. Either they're pushing the Joe Biden administration or Joe Biden, well, I can't say that he would be pushing it. They're probably pushing the Joe Biden administration. In all his policies and everything that's going forth right now. So we know that we've got to make serious changes both in the House and, you know, in the Senate. You know, 2022 elections are going to be, are crucial to American freedoms and liberties and, you know, protecting our republic at this point. We feel like I just came back from the RNC convention in Salt Lake City as a Republican committee woman for Louisiana. And I mean, we were just looking at all the possibilities and getting excited about the wins that we should be able to maintain and, you know, deliver in 2022.
I would like to see, I would like to see Donald Trump become Speaker of the House. When we take back the House and Senate, we don't need Kevin McCarthy, because it's going to be the same old, same old. Because with Donald Trump as Speaker of the House, we have a majority conservative House and Senate. We can get these impeachment proceedings going immediately for the removal of Joe Dirty Drawers Biden and Kamala knee pad Harris.
Well, I agree with you. I agree with you. It's got to be done. I mean, we've got to take back the House. We've got to, and we've got to take back the Senate, you know, and as soon as we can do that, we can at least put roadblocks out there where we, you know, they're not going to make any more progress. And then we'll start with the impeachment of Joe Biden. You know,
that's right.
That'll be the first, that should be the first thing on the agenda that the Republicans take, you know.
Once we get Biden and Harris out, that means Trump becomes president again. He could actually serve two and a half terms. We can really clean this country up. And I hope he does not pick Mike Stab Me in My Back Pence as his running vice president. I'd like to see Mike Flynn be his vice president or Sarah Palin.
Yeah, who would you like to see as vice president?
Either Mike Flynn or Sarah Palin.
Oh, Mike Flynn or Sarah Palin. Got it. Yes. Okay.
Or maybe you, Lenar. You
all
could be,
kind
you...
of possibilities. I mean, Jim Jordan,
Matt Gaetz.
Margie Taylor Greene. You know, there's
like
a lot
to see
of
Margie Taylor Greene, at least Speaker of the House. Oh.
She's dynamite right now. She's dynamite. I mean, she's speaking what Americans want her to speak, you know, close our borders, you know, give us our liberties, our freedoms, stop with these mask mandates, these masks, not vax, but jabs, you know. So it's congressmen like Matt Gaetz Marjorie Taylor Greene that are really pushing the narrative, you know, and for conservative Republicans, you know, for liberty, for freedom, for our constitutional rights. So they're just doing dynamite. We need more Republicans to follow in their footsteps. That's for sure.
Yep. I like this Republican truck driver from Pennsylvania. He beat a longtime Democrat. He only spent $153. and he beat a Democrat incumbent that's been in there for over 30 years. He spent over $3 million. So it does not always take money to win an election. We need grassroots, conservative leadership from the ground up. We need patriots to do the right thing. Run for office. I mean, I know it's a tough job. No, serve a term or two, get out, let the next patriot do his service. We got too many career politicians on both sides of the aisle.
Yep, term limits. That's what our founding fathers. I mean, just as you said, go back in there, you know, get in, do your job, and get out.
And no lobbying after either.
Yeah. We got to break up D.C. There's too much power within D.C. city, you know, within the limits of D.C. itself. And so, you know, that really needs to be destroyed. That needs to really be broken up. And so that, you know, that D.C. itself is a power hungry, you know, place to be. And so if everybody weren't looking at each other across the table, you know, deals would be a whole lot easier to negotiate. So, you know, there's lots of being said for term limits and, you know, doing as our founding father said, just go in, serve your country and get out, you know.
I think what a lot of these people in D.C. forgot, they're our servants. We're not their servants. Nancy Pelosi needs to understand that. She thinks we got to bow down to her, but guess what? We're not. She works for us. Our tax dollars pays her salary. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, the Democrats are, you know, totally out of control as it is right now. You know, they're destroying our democracy. And we've really got to push.
I thought the United States was a constitutional republic, not a democracy.
Correct. Yeah.
But they like to call it democracy.
Yeah, a representative. We elect officials to represent us. Yeah,
right.
That's it.
They're not our bosses. We're theirs.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and you mentioned truckers, you know, the trucker. I mean, look what's happening right now in Canada with the truckers and, you know, holding the line for Canadians and trying to really do what needs to be done to get their voices heard and to stop the mandate.
We need to do this in the United States to get the price of fuel go down and get that illegitimate, you know what, out of office, both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's going to get worse before it gets better. We just got to pray to the Lord for his guidance. He's going to get us through.
Yeah, I'm hoping it doesn't get too much worse. I mean, we really need to, you know, really, as you said, like, I mean, and the Patriots need to get together just as they're doing in Canada, you know, and we can't keep giving in and, you know, any compliance is bad compliance. You know, we'll never get back those liberties and freedoms. We really need to you know, stand together, whether it's fighting CRT, whether it's fighting, you know, now it's the mask mandates, not.
And there's no such thing as bipartisanship. Either you're a patriot or you're a traitor. Wouldn't you agree with me on that?
Well, I do believe that we should not always compete with the Democrats. I mean, everybody says that, oh, we have to, you know, play in the playground together and, you know, we need to work with each other across the aisle. Well, the Democrats have never crossed over and met us in our aisle. It's always that they want us to cross over and meet them on their side.
I got
to
cut. Okay. Miss Lenore, I got to go to break. I got another guest in the next segment. I'd like to have you on next week if it's okay.
Yeah, call me back. That was great. Yes, I'll enjoy talking with you again.
Okay, we got to go. Thank you, Miss Lenore. Got to go to
all
break.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all have a good evening.
Next, J.B. Elson from J.J. Muggler.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
After 84 weeks of free live stream music shows, FunkyUncle.live has moved our shows to The Howling Wolf so we can bring the funk to you every Wednesday at 7 p.m. We're selling tickets at the door and on our website for only $10, and tickets are half off at the door with a valid student ID. And don't worry if you aren't able to join us at The Howling Wolf, FunkyUncle.live will still be live streaming the show every Wednesday for free. Coming to the FunkyUncle.live stage on February 9th, it's Muevelo featuring Margie Perez and Brent Rose. And on February 16th, Boo Ray. 100% of proceeds generated from ticket sales goes to the Funk Fund that has raised over $550,000 and helped over 700 musicians and gig workers. So join us for a great cause at the Howling Wolf or at FunkyUncle.live.
Hi, I'm Roz. Join me every Friday at 1 p.m. for Roz and the Rocks, where we will mix it all up with cocktails and conversation with area persons of interest. Stay in the know as we discuss upcoming events, personal stories, cocktail recipes, and shake-up drinks, all during our Thirsty Thursday show, Roz and the Rocks at 1 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
God, family, and country. Unfortunately, in today's society, God is no longer the center of both the family and country. But on Monday, December 6th at 8 p.m., that will all change because we're putting God and patriotism back in the center of everything. Join me, John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, host of my new show, Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya, Monday nights at 8 p.m. on WGSO, WGSO.com, and Facebook Live. Come and get you some.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot, Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Welcome back. Talk line 504-556-9696. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO, where winning gets so outstanding. And on the phone is my special guest, musical guest. I've been interviewing. My first guest was the New Orleans version of Queen, Stevie Blaze of Lily Next. And I also interviewed New Orleans version of Led Zeppelin, Randy Jackson of Zebra. Now I'm going to interview New Orleans version of the Almonds and the Skinnards, the Honorable J.B. Elson, lead guitarist of the J.J. Muggler Band and the J.B. Elson Band. Good evening, J.B.
Good evening.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. Doing all right.
I enjoy your music, man.
Thank you.
God rest in peace, Big Harry.
Yeah, you got that right. Good guy.
Yeah, sure miss him, man.
Absolutely. Gone way too soon.
Yeah, tell me about it. COVID messed up everything.
Yes, sir.
But, So, you're a Yankee just like I am. So
I've been in Louisiana for over 30 years.
Me too.
So I've lived here longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life. So I guess that makes me, from what I've heard from born and raised Louisianians, that I'm definitely considered a Louisianian as long as I've been here. You know?
Yep. Yep. I love your songs about Louisiana born and bred. You wrote that song or Calvin wrote it?
It was a collaboration. Calvin, myself, an early member of the J.J. Munger Band, a guy named Hokey. He was in on it. Rick Windhorse was in on it. So it was a collaboration.
It's an awesome song.
Yeah. Louisiana born and raised. Yeah, that's the name of the tune.
And I also like your song, High Class White Trash, is about eating crawfish and all that.
Oh, yeah. You got to. Yeah, I've written a lot of songs with that. Like I said, I've lived here so long. A lot of my music is it's got a lot about Louisiana, you know.
And I met Michelle Taylor, the owner of High Octane Lounge in Slidell. My house got destroyed in Ida, and I'm talking to some realtors. I had met up with a realtor at High Octane. Food's delicious, and I'm seriously thinking about relocating to Slidell. And that's a cool chick, the one who owns that place.
Absolutely, yeah.
You come in highly recommended. They love you to death over there.
Yeah. Was playing quite a bit there when they first opened, and I've actually taken some time off the last few months recording a new album, which I haven't had actually a solo album out. We did a J.J. Munger album, the last one we did with Calvin, which was, I think, 05, 06, and... And this is the first solo CD I've put out probably in, 15 years, I'd say. So, looking forward to, like I said, I've been taking time off to record this new album, which is almost as close to being done.
I've met you years ago when Harry worked your boards. You told me I looked like a combination of Meatloaf, Louis Anderson, and Paul Sorvino.
I said that?
Yes, you did. You'd recognize me if you saw me.
I'm sure, bro.
I'm a friend you on Facebook.
Right on, man.
And I'm sorry to hear the passing of your wife. Your wife was such a sweet person. I've met her, too. Y'all played at Tommy B's in Laplace.
Yeah, thanks, man. She fought breast cancer, metastatic breast cancer, for 10 years. It was a long, hard battle. And that's one reason why, I was still playing music. Actually, I was playing for about 7 years on Bourbon Street just so I can I could take care of her, stay close to home, and still work playing full time. And really didn't write a lot, And so after she passed away, I really started writing a lot again. A lot of stuff started coming out. So I think this is going to be one of the best CDs or albums I've ever recorded.
And I will be one of the first ones to purchase it too.
Right on, man. Right on. And I've got a lot of there's a song on it called. I pray to God, how about you? And, it's, I think a song like, it's a good question, right? And so the song is, I think, one of the best songs I've got on the CD. It's a really good one. Just a lot of other stuff, it's going to be a mix of Americana, some Southern rock, of course, and even some really hardcore country, old country kind of stuff, which I've never really written a lot of that before, but I've written a few tunes that are in that genre. Even some stuff that kind of sounds, you know, Latin-y and Santana-like. So, yeah, like I said, it's going to be a real diverse set of work that's going to turn out really good, you know. And, and also we don't get around slide down. We play a lot kind of out in the road here and there and everywhere from the Florida Panhandle West and here, there, and everywhere. But we are playing in Slidell this Friday at the Landing, which is out on Highway 11.
Okay.
Also named the Gatemouth Brown Memorial Highway, which I've been fighting to have done for about 16 years, and they finally put the signs up last year, so that's awesome. And it's named after Gatemouth Brown, which is very cool. And but anyway, yeah, I'll be at the Landing. And then for any West Bank folk, I'll be at the River Shack in Gretna.
You heard that, folks? Check out J.B. Elston. If you like the Allman Brothers and Lynyrd Skynyrd and all Southern Rock, Molly Hatchet, I'd highly recommend going to his show. Trust me, you will love it.
Yeah, you know, we're diverse. We do some, you know, blues, some old country, some little bit of this and little bit of that. Like I said, Americana kind of stuff, you know, the band and a little bit of some Grateful Dead stuff. And
I remember you used to do a lot of Foghat when you come play at Tommy B's.
Yeah, we used to do a little bit of that.
And Cream.
Yeah, this is true. God, yeah, man, the good stuff.
Anyway, I'd like to have you back on next week if I could. Tonight was a kind of a messed up schedule. I like to have, if it's okay with you, can I have you back on next week via hotline?
Yeah, sure. Shout me a text, man, a message, and let me know what you're looking like, and I'll let you know. I do have, like, studio session stuff at night sometimes, so it just depends. So just, yeah, shout me a message, and we'll take it from there.
All right. I'd like to meet up with you one day when Slidell. I'd like to come check you out again, man.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Like I said, this the Landing this Friday at 8 o'clock.
You hear that, guys? Check out J.B. Elston.
The Landing. Everybody come out. A lot of times from Slide.
Okay.
A powerful threat calls for a greater response.
When there's a battle, bring strength.
When there's a problem, seek answers.
When there is doubt, give hope.
Not tomorrow.
Not in a few years.
But right now.
Some battles must be faced together. Cancer fighters stand up to cancer every day. And you can be part of this battle too.
Visit standuptocancer.org to learn more.
Together, we can save lives.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts.